We'd like to welcome you all this afternoon, and it's a time, isn't it, for giving thanks to our Almighty God. He's been so good to us. He's a wonderful God. Everybody will be thinking about our wedding today, won't they? A lot of people out there. But, you know, there's wonderful scriptures that say that marriage is a wonderful illustration of our Lord Jesus Christ and the church, the marriage, the bridegroom and the bride. Obviously, we wish the royal couple a wonderful marriage, but it's for a lifetime, whereas the marriage of the Lamb and the bride, the church, is forever. And that's a wonderful thought, isn't it, this afternoon? There are many different churches, I think, represented here, and that's wonderful to see. And I would like to acknowledge, I know Martin and Danielle are here, I'm indebted to the one who this earlier this year went home to glory. He was a pillar of this church. That's our dear brother David Biddiscombe. I worked with him for a long time. And in his meticulous way, because I've not done an induction service before, he had laid down a whole foundation when we brought Ron into the pastorate, and I had that all in my archives. So I followed that pattern. So you may have heard things like that before. Yeah, so he would have loved to have been here. He was often asking, you know, how we were progressing in our pastoral search. Well, he would have loved to have been here. So I'm indebted to him. Now, we have with us Ron, who was our previous pastor, who will be later on reading the scripture to us before Philip opens up. Philip Venables from Felton will be the one bringing the message to us, and we're grateful to you, Philip, for that later on in the service. I'll read this letter because this is from our friends at Haystown Chapel. They say, "Dear friends at Hounslow West, we rejoice with you for answered prayer in the provision of a new pastor. I'm sorry that many of us will not be able to attend the induction through being involved in a long-standing evangelistic event for the elderly, which is at the same time." This was the trouble with this date. There's so many things happening. "Some of us know John Scott already and look forward to renewing fellowship in the coming days. May the Lord richly bless his ministry among you. Yours sincerely in our Lord Jesus Christ, John Lodge, Secretary, on behalf the chapel." Well, Ron really is representing Haystown Chapel, so that's wonderful, isn't it? Just a few things just to remind you. During the service, Chris Bennett, by the way, was the one before Ron, and he contacted us and would love to have been here, but he's in the Lake District, which makes it rather inconvenient at the moment. So that's Chris Bennett. Perhaps I should just explain that during the service we'll be bringing John and Elizabeth into membership, and later on we'll be inducting John into the pastorate. Gerald and I will be doing that. And just lastly, the hymns, they will be up on the wall here. Three of them are from Praise, but the last one is John's request from the Christian hymn. Look, that version, "We Rest on Thee," that's a wonderful hymn. So that's just to let you know that. It'll be on the wall anyway from Christian hymns. And just lastly, to remind folk here that afterwards there will be refreshments. So please feel free to stay behind and enjoy those and fellowship together. It's easy, isn't it, to focus on people at this time, and that's rightly so. But let's remember this is a very serious time in the life of the church, and we're putting our trust absolutely in our Lord for its whole future, all of us. And that's, you know, we're honouring him this afternoon for his goodness and his grace towards us in these matters. So we will go now into our, it is a service, and we begin with a call to worship, and I shall be reading just the first few verses of Psalm 105. "Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice, look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always." It's a wonderful way to begin, isn't it? Our great and almighty God. And we sing our first stanza, sing our first hymn, which is Great is Thy Faithfulness. You're using the book, it's 258. Let's just come before our Lord in prayer. O Lord, our dear Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is just to be together like this in fellowship at this most wonderful and joyous time. Father, we at this time really can look back at the many blessings you've given us here in this church, Lord, and be thankful for that, the way that you have provided people to preach that gospel, the way that you've watched over us, the way that you've guided us. Lord, we give you all the glory. And Father, this afternoon as we we come to bring John into the pastorate and to bring John and Elizabeth into the membership, we thank you for adding to us. We see this as your work, Lord, not ours. Father, the future to us, we know, is still unknown. But we have one who knows the beginning from the end, who has a plan for the salvation of many and the gathering in of the kingdom. And Lord, as we look to your guiding hand, we know, Father, that it is your glory that matters more than anything. We pray, Lord, for the future of this church, that this church may be a place, Lord, where the gospel is preached in all its faithfulness, where people coming in and passing by will know that here truth is found. We know, Lord, Jesus himself, our dear Saviour, said, I am the truth, I am the life and the truth and the way. Oh Lord, we know that's the only way to come to the Father. And Father, we just thank you for that most wonderful of verses. We look to that, Lord, for our future, that may always be preached here, and that people may come to say, this is where the Lord found me. This is where I was added to the kingdom. Lord, we want that more than anything. So be with us now this afternoon. Lord, guide us through our service today, and may this be a time of remembrance, looking back and saying, what a wonderful time this is, that the way that our Lord has provided in our need. So this, Lord, we do give thanks for and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's time to bring John and Liz into membership. And Gerald, if you'd like to...
I know. Got it.
Just picking up the technology.
Yeah. Okay, if I invite John and Liz to join us. As you know, maybe you don't know, we are a congregational church and we have a formal membership, and it's right that John and Elizabeth be members. And so I'm going to ask each of you, actually I'm going to ask you both one question at the beginning, and you both respond, I do, should you want to. And then I'm going to ask John a question specifically, and it's up to you if you want to answer, I will. And then, Elizabeth, I will ask you a question after that. So, John and Elizabeth Scott, do you affirm your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your eternal salvation, your desire to follow him and submit to him in all things? And do you affirm your faith in the Bible as God's written word to guide you in all belief and practice?
I do.
Okay, now, John, your question is slightly different. John, will you commit yourself to Hounslow West Evangelical Church, supporting it by prayer and in practice? As a member, will you share in the life and work of the church as God directs and enables you? Will you aim for its peace and prosperity? Will you seek to help other members and receive help from them?
I will.
And then Elizabeth, will you commit yourself to Hounslow West Evangelical Church, supporting it by prayer, attendance and giving? As a member, will you share in the life and work of the church as God directs and enables you? Will you submit to lawful authority in the church and aim for its peace and prosperity? Will you seek to help other members and receive help from them?
I will.
Okay, should we commit them to God? O Lord and Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are our God and that you have saved us. You have saved us from ourselves, and you have saved us to be your people, to be your church. And we do thank you that you have brought us here together, that John and Elizabeth have joined with us in this local expression of your church. We do thank you that you are adding to this church those who are being saved. And we do pray now that your Spirit would enable us all to be able to hold to the commitment they've made to you and to each other, that we might indeed love one another, that we might build one another up, that we might seek to serve one another, to help one another, and also to receive help from one another, and that we might seek to submit to the lawful authority that you have ordained, that you have given, that your Son has instituted by his blood. And so we do thank you for John and Elizabeth. We do pray that in all that we do together, it would be for the praise and for the glory of your name. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
So now he's a member, we can bring him into the fold. We'll sing our second hymn now. Wonderful hymn, Glorious Things of You Are Spoken. That's 570, if you've got the book and it's on the wall. 570. Ron, if he would like to come up and read the scriptures to us. Thank you.
The scripture reading is before you, but if you want to follow it in a church Bible, you'll find it on page 1175. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each of us, each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemings. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. May he bless it to us each one.
To ask John regarding the pastorate, and then a response from the members, which I'll come to later. So, John Scott, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, as originally given, to be the inerrant word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you wholeheartedly adhere to the basis of faith of Hounslow West Evangelical Church, being the former basis of the Fellowship of Independent Evangelical Churches, as being true to the Scriptures?
I do.
Do you accept the office of pastor in Hounslow West Evangelical Church and promise faithfully to perform the duties thereof and to endeavour by the grace of God to adorn the profession of the gospel in your life, setting a worthy example before the church of which God has made you the pastor?
I do.
It's wonderful, isn't it, now? And now I'm going to ask the members, of this church a question. And when I ask it, please, I would like you to respond wholeheartedly, I do. Do you, the members of Hounslow West Evangelical Church, acknowledge and receive this brother as your pastor? And do you promise to yield to him all that honour, encouragement and obedience in the Lord to which his office, according to the word of God, entitles him? Wonderful. Welcome to the pastorate. Wonderful. Thank you. I'll just pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this time. Father, we do just pray very much for John here and the whole church. We're here to serve you, Lord. We pray that you'll be with him, that you'll give that unction from above, the wisdom to guide our church, Lord, this church, your church, into the future. And Father, we do just again acknowledge the fact that we are putting all our trust in you for that guidance, as we know that John will. We pray for the whole family and thank you that they're here this afternoon. pray, Lord, that this place again, Lord, will be a place that will honour your name and bring glory to it. Lord, that we are a community of love, a community, Lord, which honours your name, and that we together as elders, as pastor, as members, as deacons, we shall all go forward together to your glory. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, John. Before Philip comes to open the word to us, we shall sing our third hymn, which is Christ from Whom All Blessings Flow. That's 593 in the book, or if you wish to look upon the wall there. 593.
Special occasion as you welcome John as your pastor teacher brought into the life of Hounslow West Evangelical Church. And it's a significant day in the life of the church, isn't it? In the gracious workings and providing of God, you have been given an addition to your leadership. John has been gifted to you as a pastor teacher, suitably gifted to bring the word of God into the life of this church, to care for you through the word being brought. So appropriately, it's a Thanksgiving day, isn't it? It's a day to give thanks to God for his supply. But it's also a day for looking forward. It's also a day for considering where you're going as a church. John needs to think about that. The elders need to think about that. The church needs to think about that. Where do you go from here? Where is the voyage going to take you? As God has ordained that John should come to be with you as the pastor of Hounslow West Evangelical Church. Could I suggest one or two ways you could go? You could go the participant and spectator's way, where John arrives here every Sunday and performs, brings some beautiful messages, and you all say how great that is, like an entertainment centre. And closely associated with that, it could be a centre for the admired and the admirers. Hasn't he got a great ministry? We all admire the preacher. We all sit back, full of admiration. Or conversely, and very sadly, we certainly trust not, it could be the despised and the despisers, which is a terrible situation that can happen in churches where people start to despise those who are in leadership, even the pastor. That is a terrible situation to develop. Or you could be the retailer and the consumers. John comes each week to retail religious services to you, and during the week you avail yourself of what you can get from him. And then you judge him as regards to whether he is satisfying your consumer needs. Well, in a sense, I'm going to say this afternoon that none of those are the models which I recommend to you. The model which I want to recommend to you this afternoon is to be bodybuilders. Together, as a fellowship, to be bodybuilders. Now, I'm not suggesting the elders and deacons clear out all the chairs and get in their walking machines and their weights. But I am suggesting that spiritually, you should be a bodybuilding church. Building up the body of Christ as it has been appointed to be manifest at Hounslow West Evangelical Church. And that brings us, of course, to Ephesians and chapter 4. Ephesians is the great book in the Bible about the body of Christ. Chapters 1 to 3 reveal to us how God has worked marvelously to establish his purposes and bringing forth a people to be the body of Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 14 to 16, we read, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility." Our Lord Jesus there working to constitute one body from all backgrounds, his church, to be for his glory. And in chapters 4 to 6, we have in the book of Ephesians the outworking, how we live out the one body life, called to be one body, called to be together. Chapters 4 to 6, if chapters 1 to 3 is how that is made, chapters 4 to 6 is how that is outworked. And so we come to chapter 4, and the first 6 verses we have there, the oneness God has made. Then in verses 7 to 11, we have indication of how the risen Christ gives gifts into his church. And in verses 12 to 16 of chapter 4 indicate how these gifts are to be used for the good of the whole body. So I want to concentrate this afternoon on verses 11 through to 16 of Ephesians chapter 4 as we think about this theme of being bodybuilders. Hounslow West being a bodybuilding church. Firstly, I want to think then, what has happened? What has happened? If you look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, you read that it was he, so Lord Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Gifts have been given. A gift has been given to your church in the form of John Scott as pastor, teacher. Gifts are given. Gifts are received. He has been given to the church. And specifically, God has ordained John should, from this time, for this season, be in this church as your pastor, teacher. So what should you do? Give thanks. Give thanks to God that this has happened. It is so important that the word of God is brought into the life of a church. It is an absolute necessity. And the joy this afternoon is that you've been gifted with somebody who God has gifted to be able to care for you through the bringing of the word. We should not take that for granted or be complacent about that. We should return to give thanks. That's my first point. What has happened? You've been gifted with a gift. So receive it with thanksgiving. So who has been given? Who has been given? A pastor, teacher has been given. Wait, the wording is rendered there in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 when it says pastors and teachers. It appears that it is referring to one person who is characterized by having these abilities of being a caring person who cares through the instruction given by the word. A pastor is a shepherd who cares. A teacher is one who instructs. So John's remit, in a sense, is to care for Hounslow West Evangelical Church through the declaring of the word, through the bringing of the word. The word of God is an absolute priority for his ministry. So encourage him in it. If you are blessed by the word as it is brought, whether it be on a Sunday or in a private occasion, don't forget to encourage him. It can be lonely work. It can be hard work. Sometimes it can be discouraging work. So encourage him as he has this responsibility to bring the word. But there is a significant call upon John, not just to be that one who brings messages or makes statements in accordance with the word. He is to live that word so that his life recommends that word that he is declaring. You might even pray for John that he be saved from hypocrisy. A person who declares the word but doesn't live the word. The power of the word should be in his life as he recommends the word into your lives. So pray for him that he would be one who not only is a declarer of the word but a liver of the word. In fact, to be a liver of the word before he is a declarer of the word. And that he therefore would be one who lives in accord with the word he has declared to be so important this afternoon. So that's the second point. First point we thought about this afternoon was, what has happened? You've received a gift. Secondly, who has been given? You've been given a pastor, teacher. So what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Let's read verse 12 and we'll see what the purpose is. To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. So the purpose that John would have coming into this church would be to give all necessary equipment to the saints in this church that they might use their lives and their gifts for the strengthening of the body of Christ here. He is to give all necessary equipment to the saints that they might use their lives and their gifts for the strengthening of the body of Christ. So that all those of you who raised your voices in affirmation to John taking on the pastorate this afternoon, you all would be involved in works of ministry. Those ministries will differ according to your gifts and according to your circumstances. But it's important that you think about that. Because very often our thoughts derail on this whole issue. You might think, well, we've waited a period as a church for a pastor, and now, thank you, Lord, one has arrived, and we all just sit back and rest and relax and admire. And, well, dare I say, it's a little bit like the gym illustration from earlier. As you see John, he's in the gym all week. And he's working out and then appears on a Sunday and you say, wow, I didn't realize he could do so many press-ups. And then he does 8 laps around the track and you're all very impressed. No. What should be happening is, in a sense, every Sunday, you're all going into the gym. Every Sunday, you're all in the gym, you're all working out, you're all receiving from the Word of God through His servants, so that you're all being built up. The muscles, the spiritual muscles of all the church are being strengthened. And you're all seeing what your strengths are to contribute to the body of Christ here being built up. John has come, dare I say it, to get you moving. Not to get you relaxing, but to get you moving. Moving on. Serving. Let's read the verse again. Ephesians 4, verse 12. The word says this. It says, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And some of that working will be to go out and be bringing people in to build up the work of God here. Some of it will be specifically inside the church. Some of it will be a call for you to be laboring in prayer. Some of you, dare I say, you older saints, you think, well, he's talking about all this exercise and I don't feel much like a lot of exercise. And I'm saying, well, there's big exercise that you can have in prayer. As John brings the word, you can be stirred up. You can be finding out what's going on with the ministries in the church and praying. Believing God to work mightily for His glory. But I do want to make a connection here. It is through the word being brought by a loving, caring pastor that verse 12 starts to happen. John is to bring that word. It's the one who cares for you, faithfully bringing, not to whip you, not to drive you with the whip, as it were. Yes, to rebuke you as appropriate through the word, but he is to be relentlessly bringing the word of God. So you'll be growing in Christ, released into service. In the generality, that means that you're growing through the word coming into the church. Specifically, that means that you're discovering your gifts. And that means you're looking out for each other, encouraging each other as people emerge in the church to take on various gifts in the life of the church. It means training. The elders thinking about training, what can be done to equip perhaps one or two here and there for specific ministries. So dare I say, aimless preaching is out of the question. It's bringing the word into this church that John has a responsibility for, because he's called to care for you. He is a pastor bringing that word caringly to you. But guess what? aimless listening is out of the question as well. If aimless preaching is out of the question, aimless listening is out of the question as well. Come here on a Sunday. Come here to your Bible studies. And I trust you're all interested in coming out, not just on Sundays, but in the week, to be here to hear God's word and to be thinking, Lord, I want something that is going to be valuable into my life and the life of this church and my brothers and sisters here. So come, expecting that the word of God will be brought. Hounslow West Evangelical Church is not constituted for your selfish indulgence. It is constituted for the glory of Christ. And that glory comes as the body here is being built up. And if you're a member here, you have a vital, vital part. John has a vital part. You have a vital part. Together, gloriously wonderful to the praise of God's glory it would be. The body is being built up. Even you have to expand out of your premises. What tremendous news that would be. Praise be to our God. So what is the goal? What is the goal of this? If you think about the purpose, is this building up? I want to think, what is the goal? This is our final point. I want to think about those final verses which take us through from verses 13 through to 16. And fundamentally, the overall point as regards to those verses is that you are to be a fully functioning body. You'd be a fully functioning body. That representation of the body of Christ here. So let's think about verses 14 and 15. You might have the fullness of Christ. You might have the fullness of Christ. That you might be maturing into fullness. So verse 13. It's a togetherness here. There's a unity. Unity of trust. Unity of dependence. As you have a living knowledge of the living Lord Jesus, who is God the Son. The mighty Lord Jesus Christ. You have a living knowledge of Him. You have a living trust in Him together. And it's all about praying for one another, all about encouraging one another, all about receiving that word into your life together. And so it's a moving forward in trusting the Lord together, the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. So you become mature, attaining to the full measure of the fullness of Christ. Maybe sometimes you start a new job and you're wondering, well, what do I need to head for? What's the standard? And somebody says, well, there's the person. Perhaps it's one of the people who are the head of the organization. There's the person. If you start to operate according to that stature, then you'll be going in the right direction. And that's what it's like for the church. Okay. We're not here to be creating a religious entity at Hounslow West Evangelical Church. We are here to create a Christ church. It's the fullness of Christ. You want to know what you should be as an individual, as collectively. Just study Christ in the Bible. Study the one who is full of grace and truth. Study the one who went about doing good. Study him in all of his fullness. And that's what you should be, as it were, heading for. That you should have the fullness of Christ. Maturity. The body being built. And not derailed by verse 14 kind of stuff. That you'd no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind and doctrine, every wind of teaching, by the cunning craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. So you want maturity. You don't want infantile behavior in the church. You want everyone in the church receiving the word and growing in the word. meditating upon that word, feeding upon that word. One of the hymns I believe spoke this afternoon about the manna coming into our lives to strengthen our souls. And we don't want to be those who just hear the latest stuff. Oh, what an age we live in, isn't it? You can just go on and listen to so much drivel and rubbish, and too many Christians are doing it. It's a shocking thing, all the stuff that's on the internet and all kinds of media. And I say to you as a church, if you've got any doubts, speak to John, speak to your elders. Should I be listening to this? So much stuff going out that's harming Christians. Feed yourself on good books. Feed yourself on good listening. And be built up in that which comes from the pulpit here to be strengthened. And everything that harmonizes with what John brings from the pulpit. So thinking churches, so much is undermined by people listening to unhelpful stuff, if I put it politely, for the rest of the week. And they're all here and there. And they're all cast on all kinds of turbulence. There's no stability. And there's all these people around wanting to exploit people and take Christians here, there and everywhere and get your money and get your life and get you away from Christ. And we don't want that in this church. As John comes into this church, should be sold out for making sure that you're established in the wholesome nourishment of God's word as you grow together with a living trust and dependence and knowledge of Christ together. And that's just exciting. So that's the first point, is what is your goal? To be a fully functioning body is the overarching theme in these verses 13 through to 16. And I want to think as we are, the second point is that we should, verse 15, that you should be growing into Christ. Growing into Christ. Verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. So you've got the stature that's coming into the life of the church, verses 13 and 14, and now there is this growing into Christ. It's the image that he's the head. He's the head, you're the body, and you're pushing up into Christ to be fully functioning and properly operating. You say you should be speaking the truth in love. Beautiful words those are. Hounslow West Evangelical Church, to be a truth church, but to be a love church. Dare I say something to John specifically here? He should not be coming into Hounslow West Evangelical Church just because he loves preaching. He should be coming into Hounslow West Evangelical Church because he loves to preach to people. And he's anticipating that he would love to preach to you. And that he would love, dare I say, to take it a stage further, to preach to people he loves. He's not here to create an entertainment industry. He's here to spur you forward, to be built up as a body. Speaking the truth in love. And that means every word that is happening from John, but also in the life of the church when you're interacting, is that you're wanting to help. You're wanting to build up. You're wanting to push people up to Christ, not wanting to bring people down because you just want to have superiority in the church. You just want everybody built up in the life of the church. That's for John, that's for you all, that you're pushing up into Christ. Growing into him. He is the head. He's the one over all. He's the one. And you're his body. To be drawing up towards him. So finally in verse 16. We're thinking about this final point. Let's just consider where we come from this afternoon. So thought about what's happened. You received a gift. And And who's been given? You've been received a pastor teacher to bring the word and to care for you. What is the purpose? To equip the body, be fully functioning, to be built up as a body of Christ represented here. And what's the goal? It is, in those verses 13 to 16, to be a fully functioning body. Verses 14 to 15, to have the fullness of Christ. Verse 15, to be growing up into the head. And then verse 16, you're to have the life of Christ flowing into your life as a church. Beautiful thing. There's lots of energy in these verses, aren't there? There's lots of energy. And there's lots of energy, particularly in verse 16. Let's read verse 16 of Ephesians and chapter 4. The word says, from him, that's from our Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the body, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Simply, it's a total dependence upon Christ. Does that mean you're a praying church, won't it? You can't be dependent upon Christ. You're not praying. You must be praying. Since the elders here have a responsibility to lead you into prayer, I encourage you to be a praying church, to be dependent upon the one who is the head. But you also get a sense here, it's a close church, isn't it? You can't get much closer than joined and held together by every supporting ligament. A close church. Close relationships. I want to read this, which I actually received yesterday. Some of you may know the missionaries Mark and Jill Newham, who served the Lord out in Mongolia. And this was in their recent prayer letter. And it says this: together, we always return to the fact that we are to strive together to work as a body, because it is in the context of Christ's body that God works. Over the years, I've noticed that festering frustrations have a funny way of sending me on a lone crusade, armed with a list of self-help projects for personal growth that can distance me from God's people. This is sad because it is within the framework of the church, living with and rubbing up against a varied and seemingly awkward group of people, that we grow and mature as believers. But brought near to God, built upon the foundation of Christ and cultivating submission to his care and authority, together we are drawn into God's action. Those statements there I found quite revealing as regards to even an understanding of Ephesians 4 and verse 16. We can easily detach. We can easily move away. We can easily not want to be such a part of the church because it sometimes can simply feel easier. But we always do that to our detriment, because it is in the body of Christ where you have been constituted to live and serve that you are in a place where you can be appropriately molded and guided and built up. And so there is this closeness here. There is this oneness which comes with the life of Christ flowing. Well, let me say, are you a Christian this afternoon? I don't know everybody here by any means. If you're a Christian, praise God. But as a Christian, you should be attached to a church. You are a strange Christian if you have not joined as a member with a local manifestation of Christ's body, a local church. That is normal. That is all which is underlying these statements here, that you are bound into a local church. You have covenanted together, as John and Elizabeth have covenanted into the life of this church this afternoon. And that's very important. So think about that. There's no Christians should not be away from a local church. All Christians should be in a local church. But for those who you are members, specifically I address you as members of this church, please don't be detaching. Please attend the ministry here. Attend the services here. Yes, church life is more than the services, but it is the services as an essential part of the church life. So be committed. Be coming to hear God's word. Be coming to fellowship together. And yes, outside the services, you should be growing as a fellowship as well, in a living contact with one another by whatever means that are afforded. But just really develop this closeness as you prayerfully depend upon Christ and know his life flowing through you, that you would be building yourselves up in love. You have this passionate care for one another. And dare I say it, then you'll see others coming in. And they look at this church and say, wow, this is such an attractive place. A place where the word is preached and the word is lived. And there's love oozing out of the people and you're drawing people in. But people know that you're Christ's disciples because you have love amongst you, because his life is flowing through you. So that's the word of God this afternoon to us. To John specifically in certain ways this afternoon. To you as a church. Some of us are for other church, from other churches. I trust a lot of this has been relevant for us to think about our lives as we seek to live out our life in Christ. So, how are you going to move forward as a church? How are you going to move forward as a church? I exhort you to be a body building church. That's for John. That's for you all. And thereby, you would be a church for the glory of God. You would be a Christ church. I'm not urging a renaming of this church, but in the wholesomest sense of what you are called to be a Christ church would be a beautiful thing. And for us in churches round about, we would be rejoicing to know of what the Lord is doing at Hounslow West Evangelical Church. So we'll seek to be praying for you as a new season takes place here. And I trust all of us go away praying for this church and praying for John and Elizabeth as they join the church. And we anticipate great days ahead as Hounslow West Evangelical Church move forward as a body building church.
Thank you, Phil. That's a real challenge to us all, isn't it? To be taken very seriously. Thank you. Now we come to our last hymn. This is from Christian Hymns. It'll be on the wall, but I think some of you have a Christian hymn, but it'll be 719. That's "We Rest on Thee, Our Shield and Our Defender," a lovely hymn. So can we stand to sing that? Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time to be together in fellowship this afternoon. And we have so much to thank you for, Lord. And as we have heard this afternoon, may we go forward to your glory here in this church. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.